Hello everyone, welcome back to The Political Impact. It has been a while since I've hosted one of these. I'm so excited to finally bring the show back, season 2, 2023. Once again, I am Kelsey Hickman, I'm your host of the show, and I'm really excited for a semester filled of really intellectual interviews and insightful conversations about different aspects and issues surrounding politics. Little bit about me, for those of you who don't know. I am a fourth year honors political science major at Wilfrid Laurier University. This is my last semester at Laurier, which is a bittersweet feeling for sure. This past semester, I was actually studying abroad with the Laurier Exchange Program, and I was in France at the school Sciences Po Lille. It was such an amazing experience. Unfortunately, I couldn't do the show live while I was there just because of timing conflicts. So I'm really excited to bring some of those interviews I did in France with professors and students to the show this season. On today's show, I interview Meg. She is the new student elected president for the Student Union of Laurier coming in the fall. So I'm really excited for you guys to hear about all about her platform and what she's going to do for the school. And I really hope you enjoy the interview. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Political Impact. I'm your host, Kelsey, and today I am joined by a very special guest. This is Megan. Megan is your brand new student union elected president for the year 2023-2024. Hi, Megan. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Awesome. Congratulations on completing your campaign. I'm sure it was a hard one. So we're just going to get into introducing yourself and what you're studying and your student experience at Laurier.
Awesome. Yeah. So my name's Megan, obviously. I am a student. I'm in my fourth year of the business program. I'm specializing in strategic management and I have a minor in geography. A little bit about like my campus experience, I guess. I joined the Students Union when I was in first year. I've joined a lot of clubs and stuff over the year. Over the years, I currently work for the Students Union. So that's kind of what pursued me or convinced me to pursue this role. But yeah, I'm really excited to tell you guys more about myself and my campaign.
Awesome. And something that I learned recently is that you have to graduate in order to be president. Is that true?
It's complicated.
Explain that process a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So you have to be an undergraduate student when you apply to be president. Now, actually, I think it was 5 years ago, there was a student who was in first year who applied to be president. And their plan, if they were successful, I believe, was to take the year off from school. So typically it's a fourth year student that applies, but the criteria is that you have to be an undergraduate. And I guess there's really nothing from stopping you from doing it while you're a part-time student and taking night classes, but the main criteria is you have to be an undergraduate at the time you apply, if that makes sense.
Okay, makes more sense then. Thank you for clearing that up. So what is the Student Union and how did you originally get involved?
Yeah, for sure. So the Students Union, the best way I like to explain it, it's kind of like when you're in high school and you have like a student body or a student council. So we essentially represent all of the students. So we run orientation week. We have different committees. So food bank, foot patrol, ERT, which is emergency response team, healthy lifestyles, Eco Hawks, Shinerama, et cetera. The list goes on. So we put on a lot of programming for students on a weekly basis. We completely run orientation week. We have all these committees that do stuff. So that's essentially what the Student Union is it's just to support students kind of outside their academic life. So I would say we don't focus too much on academics, more so programming and socializing and that kind of stuff. And then when I got involved when I was in first year, I joined Shinerama in my second semester of first year, and I was on it for 3 years. And then since then, I've been on many different student union specific committees as well.
Okay, cool. And Shinerama is what exactly?
Yeah, Shinerama is a committee that raises money for people living with cystic fibrosis. So the main the main part of their campaign is during orientation week. All students who are icebreakers and first-year students are encouraged to collect money from their family, friends, whatever it may be. We raised quite a bit of money. I think last year is around 60 to 65,000. So it's quite impactful. Pretty much most universities have a ShineRama. It actually originated at Laurier as well, which is pretty cool. So it's a really great organization. I think it's not well known enough on campus, so I'm glad that I'm able to talk about it, but it is a really great organization that falls underneath the Students Union.
Yeah, and the name is a little bit deceiving because there's nothing about cystic fibrosis and ShineRama, right? So I'm glad that you clarified that. That sounds like an awesome program students should get involved in. So what are some of the objectives that you want to accomplish while president?
Yeah, for sure. So for any of you that have seen my platform, there's quite a few objectives. I think like to kind of sum it up into one. So I've been here since before the pandemic. So I started in 2019. We've seen throughout the Student Union over the years that engagement has been going down since COVID, obviously. So there's less students that want to be icebreakers. There's less students that come out to our events. Everything's kind of like on a lower side than they were before. So my like number one goal and my entire platform kind of like works into this is to like engage students with campus more. So I feel as though this year a lot of students are just coming to class and going home and they're not engaging as much because of the pandemic, obviously makes everything harder. So my number one goal is to get students engaging with the campus more. So more programming, more support on campus, and also just to get the name out more about the Students Union, because not enough people know how many services we have and like that every student has the privilege to have 5 food bank parcels per semester, no matter what your income is, no matter what your parents' income is. So there's a lot of things that are unknown about the Students Union that we want more students to understand. So I would say the two biggest things are get the word out about the Students Union more and then get students engaging with campus more after like recovering from the pandemic.
No, absolutely. I think the pandemic definitely has stopped a lot of community involvement and participation in general. So you can definitely see that on campus as well. So that's definitely a great goal. So what kind of strategies did you take while campaigning? Because there's still some, you know, COVID outliers that we're still dealing with today. So what kind of strategy and did you use to reach out to students?
Yeah, for sure. So we had a few different strategies. So our main social media that we used was Instagram. So right off the bat, when the campaign period started, we would follow a lot of students in hopes that they would follow us back. And we were able to gain a following pretty quickly. So that was great. And then we obviously posted information about me, the experience I have that makes me qualified, my platform. We did different giveaways, which was a really good way to draw people to my page. And then also in person. So that this was the first year this in-person campaigning has happened in a couple years. So having no opponent, it's a bit of a weird situation. But once I found out it was just me, I didn't change any of the plans. Like everything just stayed the same. So we were boothing every single day on the Waterloo campus for 11 days straight. Mostly the concourse, a little bit in the LAS atrium, as there's a lot of foot traffic there. We went in the science atrium a few times, and then we would also just randomly walk around and talk to students. So we did a bit of that. And then on the Brantford campus, not quite every day, since evidently they have less students on campus on a daily basis. We went about 3 times a week, so like 7 times total. And we did back and forth between RCW lobby and the One Market outside of the study lounge. So I went to Brantford quite a few times to be able to like actually talk to students directly so they know who I am and they recognize my face. I also went to a trivia event they had so I could talk to students there. So I would say we use a combination of Instagram and giveaways and stuff, and then a lot of in-person boothing.
Yeah, that's great that you got to use the in-person boothing, because I know the previous campaigns weren't able to do that because of COVID. So that's awesome. What do you think is the most challenging moment or event during your campaign?
I would say like fatigue. It's quite a lot of work, and it's not just work on me. It's work on like everyone that's been helping me. It's like bittersweet because you have a lot of friends helping you and you're like grateful for that, but then you're scared of like overworking them. And obviously like, cause I currently work for the Students Union, I took a leave of absence from there cause of the conflict of interest, but that was the only kind of part of my life that went on pause. Like, classes don't go on pause, clubs don't go on pause, because I'm on a couple clubs as well. So it's very tiring, and I could see that in some of my volunteers as well. So I would say fatigue is the biggest one, because you have to prioritize yourself as well at some point. So
yeah, and going back and forth between campuses is definitely a lot. So congrats yeah. on you for being able to accomplish that. So something about the political impact is the goal is to increase student participation in politics, either local, national, and it's really important, and we advocate on this platform to be politically active and that your voice matters. So to you specifically, what does being politically active mean to you?
Yeah, I would say like being politically active is just kind of like being in the know and being in the loop. So I would say, based on the turnouts that the student union has had over the years, definitely proven that not all students at Laurier are politically active, which is not a problem. Everybody takes interest in their own things. But I would say I wasn't politically active at the start of my Laurier career. I didn't even vote in the student union election until I was in third year, because I didn't really know what was going on. But then I started to take an interest in it. And I think it involves a lot of research too, because a lot of students will just go to the ballot and just vote, and they don't really know who they're voting for or what they're voting for. But I think those people that are politically active, they do the research, they know what they're voting on, they've looked at everybody's platforms, they've really done the in-depth research. And that's what I did last year. So I would say, yeah, it's politically active has to do with a lot of research, and some people are politically active and some aren't, but, it's obviously, politics is something that some people take an interest in and some don't. So I would say, yeah, that's what I would say for that.
Yeah. And that's definitely, a struggle, because it's such an ambiguous term, right? To be politically active and be a participant. It can range to be anything. So it's definitely important that students see themselves as involved in the conversation. What kind of advantages do you think would the conversation hold in government if students got involved?
Yeah, like, do you mean like this, like the government as in like the students union or like the...
From your perspective, the students unions, the more students and student participation we have, how does that impact the students union? And your ability to lead. Yeah,
for sure. Well, it makes a big impact for like a number of reasons. So a lot of students during this campaigning period didn't know that when they went to the ballot, the only thing they would see is my name. And they didn't know that there's a question about like the UPass. So the bus and the ION that quite a few students use, they didn't know that they were voting for the board of directors, which some people even found out they had friends running. They didn't know that they were voting on constitution things. So I think the biggest thing is that for going forward and in the upcoming years, I think students really need to understand that there's more to voting than just like voting for a candidate. Like, there's things in it for you. So like students who use the bus could be at risk of losing the bus pass. So that was one thing that we were really trying to push this year, to get students more involved. So there, some students, they don't see the benefit. They think they're just helping out me, but we always tried to say like, but listen, there is something in it for you. And I guess every year is different because the referendum questions are always different. But I think the biggest communication we can use going forward is just like, there is something in it for you, and every student pays fees to the students union. Not everybody even knows that. So I think it's really about the way you communicate that and ensure that students know that A, they pay fees, they're never going to stop paying fees, and that there's always going to be a question that somehow relates to them, and that it's important that they have their voice heard on that. And that it's not just voting to support someone, but also to support things that affect you, if that makes sense.
Right. And we can say so much that and try to convince students to get involved. But how would you respond to students thinking that their voice isn't enough to improve the conditions at Laurier?
Yeah, I think that's fair. There are so many students at Laurier, like roughly like 16,000 on Waterloo and like 3,000 on Brantford. So it's hard to think that your one opinion has a say. And I've actually gone through this before, like when my parents tell me to vote in the provincial election and I say, well, what's the point? But I guess like the thing is like, if everyone had that mindset, then like nobody would vote. So I think it's really important that students know that, like, honestly, sometimes one vote can swing it one way or the other. So everyone's voice does matter, and that is something that's probably used in politics a lot, but it does have a lot of meaning. And at any given point it can be a close race. So it it really, and it could be the difference between the bus pass staying on tuition or not. Like it could be like to that magnitude. So I think that's the biggest thing, is that students need to understand that their voice does matter. Like everyone's voice matters, because the votes add up on one side or the other. So I think that's the biggest thing there.
Yeah. And like from a statistics standpoint, your vote gets counted, right? And we get to look at that and see where people have voted. I mean, on a national or provincial election, I'm not sure what it would look like on this student union's election, but to see what students voted and to see, oh, actually, they have a completely different outlook on this than we thought. So let's look at that further and see how we can change that. And that's really impactful for the further moves that political parties are going to make, and that the student union makes even.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. And then, so you did mention that you got involved in the student unions really early. Can you name one strong role model that you had at Laurier that might have inspired you, and why?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say Devin Kelly. So Devin was the student union president in 2020 to 2021. So I think a lot of people would say her name to this because she was so involved on campus. So a lot of us younger students knew her from different experiences. She's a very good role model because she kind of sees the good in everyone, which is really nice. And she's been talking, I've been talking to her a lot through this campaign period since she went through the exact same thing. And I think it's really inspiring how she's willing to help me out, even though we don't know each other overly well, and she's been graduated for a couple years now. So I think she's been really encouraging, and it's really nice to talk to older students who have gone through the same thing as you. So whether that's with academics and they're in the same program as you or stuff like this, it's always nice to have someone to talk to that's been through the same thing. So I would say her for sure.
Yeah. Awesome. Do you have any sources, could be blogs, podcasts, books, to guide students on how to get issued, how to get more politically engaged or more engaged in the student union even?
Yeah, so I would say like from a politics standpoint, I would definitely have to say like obviously student publications. So obviously there's this podcast, but there's quite a few other things like The Cord and Sputnik if you're on the Brantford campus, Radio Laurier. So I've done this, I think this is my third interview now. So it's great that student publications is getting that involved, and they're publishing a lot of content for students to watch. So if they want to learn about like the elections and stuff, definitely student publications. You guys have an Instagram, obviously a website, lots of different stuff. And then for the Students Union, kind of same goes. We have a very active Instagram that we post on probably almost every single day with different events that we're doing, if we're hiring people, which we currently are right now. And then we also have a website with lots of information. So, and I would say that another thing as well is students can always just come up to the Students Union desk, which is in the 24-hour lounge. So the second floor of the Fred Nichols Campus Center, right above Wilf's. That's where the Student Union staff are. But we're very approachable, and you can come up and quite literally ask anything. So I always like to tell students that if you don't really know where something is on campus or you want to learn more, you can always just come to the desk. But there's lots of websites and social media as well if you're not as comfortable, obviously, coming up in person.
Yeah, awesome. I think the social media line and avenue is such a great way to reach out to people, and people get to see you, and it's not as intimidating. You said that student union's hiring. Do you know any of the positions and like the qualifications students might want to get involved in that?
Yeah, for sure. So being mindful of the date that this is being published, the applications that would be open at the time would be for associate vice presidents. So there's four associate vice presidents. There's one of clubs and associations, government and stakeholder relations, volunteer and financial operations, and programming. So they all do very different things. They are part-time jobs. So if you're a student, you're more than welcome to apply for one of them. They range from 15 to 20 hours a week and are very flexible with your classes, obviously, because it's an on-campus job. I currently hold one of those positions, and that's what inspired me to apply for this role. And I believe a little bit on a side note, but I believe Wilf's is hiring as well, which could be found on our website. Don't quote me on that, but I think I saw that they're hiring as well. But we always post updates on our website, yourstudentsunion.ca, if students are looking for opportunities going forward.
Awesome. Yeah, I think that's a great opportunity for students to get involved even more on campus, like you were saying, and it's a great way to meet people and make networks as well. So what's your message to Golden Hawks? So voting has already passed, but what's your message, your final words, or something to leave people with from this interview?
Yeah, for sure. I think obviously next year, I'm really hoping to engage students with the campus more. I'm really excited to implement some of the things that I've outlined on my platform. I know that I've had a really good 4 years here, even despite the pandemic. So one of the main reasons I want to stay around for another year is because of the good experiences I've had. So I'm really excited to be a part of it next year. And yeah, if students are ever looking or have any questions, they can always just come up to the SU desk, which is in the Fred Nichols Campus Center, as I mentioned, but I'm really excited to work for the Students Union next year and to be able to implement some things for my platform.
Awesome. And Megan, just one more time, if you could plug your Instagram at so people can find you.
Yeah, for sure. So my campaign Instagram is Megan for WLUSU Prez. And then my personal Instagram, which I'll be using more frequently now that the campaign's over, is Megan Spendler. So MEGANSPENLER.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Megan. This has been such an insightful interview. I'm so excited to see what you do with the school next year. And congratulations on a successful campaign.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, listeners, that is all we have for you today. Thank you again so much for listening and being a loyal fan to the show. I'm so excited to be back hosting these interviews and talking about my favorite topic, politics. Make sure you follow Megan. She listed her Instagrams at the end of this episode, but also you can find her on our Instagram at The Political Impact. Be sure to follow the Radio Laurier Instagram at Radio Laurier to keep up with our shows and the different opportunities that they have to get involved. And remember that this show now airs every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Once again, I'm your host, Kelsey Hickman. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you next week. And remember, your voice matters.